This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Party season is upon us. Now that we are back to gathering a lot more in person, that means more parties, which means, as guests, we like to bring a little something for the one hosting the festivities. In my department at work, we sometimes give each other a little something too. Last year, I gave small jars of infused sugar. Don't tell anyone, but I'll likely do it again this year. It's fun, it's easy, and you can decorate those small jars or containers. Last year, I used a simple recipe, just added clove. This year, I'm going to take it up a notch. I'll have that on my website. While any sugar works, use a coarse sugar like turbinado if you'll be using wet ingredients like a liqueur or even citrus zest. You can use any number of dried herbs and or spice. Sanitize your containers and make sure they're dry before putting in your ingredients. That'll keep it from clumping. Combine the sugar and your ingredients in an airtight container. After about 2 weeks, the sugar will be infused and it will keep well for at least 3 months. There are lots of herbs and spices that go well with sugar. Vanilla and mint are pretty obvious. You can grind up the vanilla bean and mix in dried mint. But what if your giftee is a little adventurous? Then try sugar and cayenne for a kick, or chili and lime. Perhaps your giftee is a tea drinker. Lavender is lovely and offers a wonderful aroma along with its delightful flavor. If the herb came from your own garden, that's even better. Thrift stores are great for finding fun containers. After your sugar's been infused, you can either sift out the herb or spice or leave it in. I like the way it looks in the jar. Add suggestions on the use of the infused sugar and be sure to add that they can sift the sugar if there are large pieces. I have recipes on GardenBite.com, including one with bourbon. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.